and welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 8, Episode 25. See, we're Tim's out tonight, so it's going to be Jeff and Steph and myself, and we're going to look at music videos. Now, these are some music videos.
We're not going to hear any of them. We're just going to look at them.
Yeah, that's the disclaimer we're going to have to put up on the top. This is for those of you all that are listening on the podcast or watching here on YouTube. You guys already know that, you know, music is kind of a no-no when it comes to copyright. So we'll still navigate it. Music videos were an art form in its time, which is, you know, they're still around nowadays. Definitely not as prevalent as they were when we were growing up.
Bands and record labels and stuff, they used to spend millions sometimes on making music videos.
Yeah. And they used to generate filmmakers. You know, people that started out making music videos, that was kind of your first step into the business, was being able to generate a you know, a cool music video. And the next thing you knew, Hollywood was knocking on your door to put you in charge of a movie. And again, that's kind of fallen by the wayside. And it really, in the modern day, it kind of shows.
Yeah, I guess we should say Tim doesn't have any power at his house right now. That's why he's not here.
Yes, Tim is powerless at the moment.
He never has power in his house.
Yeah, he's got to sit in a house in Atlanta in the summer with no air, with Redbox.
And a baby.
And a baby.
Sweet, and juicy baby. I'm sure Gil is just loving this.
I guess Gil's daycare didn't have any electricity either, so he's been out all day.
That's what he said. Like, the people across the street have lights, and he doesn't have lights. It makes no sense. Jordan, maybe he just needs to go flip the circuit.
He just needs to go push a button. Guy walks up. That'll be $35, please.
I think he wishes he would have died on a homemade submarine last week.
That was nuts.
It was pretty crazy. I definitely wasn't into all the jokes. I didn't really care about all that, but I also didn't give a shit at all. My mom, she was so into it. She kept going, this is just, and I said, I can't care about this. I just can't. Please don't waste my time.
I feel bad for the kid that died.
Yeah. That didn't want to go.
Dad kind of dragged him on the thing.
Yeah. I mean, but then you saw the other kid who they tried to get on that shit.
Yeah. That kid was smart and said no.
The kid, he told his dad, fuck no, we ain't getting on that. I've seen other whatever craps that made it to the bottom, and they were not shambly like that. That thing was a rickety piece of shit.
Yeah, it was crazy. I couldn't believe it was made from like stuff you could buy at a camping store.
Yeah.
And then James Cameron, he just like trolled him afterwards. Not like on purpose, but it was pretty bad, the things that he said on Twitter.
What?
Oh, look who it is.
He's got lights.
Oh. You got air conditioning.
Yes, and a fan blowing.
Yay.
Nice.
Hi, guys.
We've just been bad-mouthing you for the last 20, 30 minutes.
I'm sure you have. So where are you guys? What are you talking about?
We were talking about the submarine.
Oh, the submarine? Yeah, that's too bad. What a tragedy. I mean, it is for the families involved, but I guess if you're that kid, at least you got to see Blink-182, Cardi B, and then tell an OnlyFans model that you want her to sit on your face. Ain't got covered at all, right? Did you talk about all that?
The guy that's responsible for all of it, though, that they would have tried to come after if they had just been injured or whatever, he's dead now, though. So there's nobody nobody to go after.
Oh, the guy that was on the boat, right?
Yeah.
Well, the company still exists. They have to have some assets. I'm sure somebody will get those.
Yeah, did anybody think about the fact that this sounds a lot like that cult?
What cult?
Wasn't this thing called Ocean's Gate?
Ocean Gate is the name of it, yeah.
Yeah, that reminds me of Heaven's Gate.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were going to the bottom of the ocean to find the UFOs. Did they chop all their penises off? Because the leader was gay, and your gayness is to cut your balls off.
Exactly.
That's what that guy did, right?
Did he eunuched himself?
Yeah,
the whole cult,
the whole crew.
All those people that killed themselves, they found that all their genitals were cut off.
Yeah, because he didn't want to be tempted by sin.
Well, that was part of the deal to get the ride on the UFO, right? You had to have no balls.
Yeah.
Oh, but she had to wear those shoes, though. They all had the same kind of tennis shoes.
Right. I guess not having balls made it easier for them to probe your, you know, for the...
Oh, yeah. It makes the probe going so much smoother.
One giant taint.
Maybe the aliens like Rocky Mountain oysters.
I don't even remember what state that was. Do you guys?
California.
California. Yeah.
They were in that big-ass mansion.
Yeah, Golden State Oysters.
Yeah. Now it's going to be Ocean Gate Gate. Gate.
Ocean Gate Gate Gate.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't screaming a minute ago. Now he's screaming.
They don't hear him.
No.
I do.
Because he's cold now because the air just kicked on high gear.
Yeah, we played outside, played instead of, you know, cars for 2 hours. I went outside and played ball with him.
But those were good and sweaty, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but he's in the Heaven's Gate cult, so it was tough.
You had left the conversation, but I told those guys, I got the top comment on Walton's IG today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got the most likes.
Then he liked it too?
I don't think so.
His social media person hasn't liked it yet, but they will.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's awesome, dude.
It made me feel pretty special.
It does make you feel special. I wrote Adam, sent an email to Adam Curry last week or over the weekend. I think it was on Thursday. I sent him an email and he wrote me back Friday.
Oh, really? What did you write him?
I sent him, he was doing stories about, you know, that fake chicken that they grow in the lab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Eric von Hessler had found a study that showed that doing that actually takes more energy than just, you know, cutting the chicken's head off and plucking the feathers out, you know, like 10 times more. And when Adam and John C. Dvorak were doing, you know, No Agenda, they talked about it, but they didn't have that study. So I sent it to him. And I guess somebody else did too, because he read this long, lengthy letter somebody sent him. So anyway.
Did you talk about Adam Curry from MTV?
He's like the original king of podcasting.
Yeah, he's the podfather. He started the whole thing, and he and this guy John C. Dvorak have been doing No Agenda for a long time. It's what they do is they take news stories, sensational news stories, and they break them down and they tell you, you know, what's bullshit and what isn't.
Wow, like the news used to be.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And Adam tends to be a little more conspiratorial than John, but they, you know, they just say this is bullshit or bullcrap. They don't swear a lot. And, you know, they fund their podcast. They don't take any advertising. They don't have Patreon or anything. They just do weekly donations, and they've been doing it the whole time. And they have people who've donated thousands over the years. And they call it Valued for Value. So people do all their artwork. People send them stories. And they run everything off podcasting 2.0. So.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Does he still have the same hairdo?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. He's been on Rogan a couple times, and no, he doesn't have that same, you know, that big poofy, that metal haircut. Yeah, Jennifer O'Brien, I discovered her on TikTok. She does these funny characters like this old smoking lady. How y'all doing? Yeah. And they're just quick videos, and she does different characters, and she does clean comedy. She was on, what's the name of that? That bar. They just do clean comedy. Right,
Dry bar.
Yeah. She's been on that and she does a podcast, but I thought her characters are really funny. So she came in and it was a fun interview. And, then this coming Saturday, it'll be, Mark Schrenkel, who called me from Chicago, and we talked for a little bit. They were at an expo out there for a mobility. You know, because the people that did her car, that did Shauna's car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's, sure.
Yeah, and that's what they were there for, to do an appearance there. Oh. And then, I don't know, I did two segments with Mark, and then I still need to fill two more, so. So we're going to talk about, I guess, ostensibly the best music videos of all time. And Steph, what inspired this?
If you guys have a Fire Stick.
Yeah,
at least.
I don't
have a Fire Stick. Yeah.
I have a Fire TV. Does that count?
Yeah, if you got Fire TV, one of the things that you can pick on the main screen is you can pick music videos. And they have pretty much, they've broke it down to subgenre after genre. It goes so deep. So we've really been into these damn music videos lately, watching tons of old ones, shit that we never saw before. Even new ones. There are some new ones that are pretty good too. And so that got me thinking about the fact that how much of my life, a good, at least the first half of it, that's all I cared about. Yeah. So I thought,
did you used to get mad when you were a kid and it was like a concert video or a performance video of the song?
Yes.
And not like a story.
Or oh, yeah. 100%.
I'm like, this isn't You Got Lucky by Tom Petty. He's not in the desert. What is this? This is crap.
I remember.
What was the desert?
Get mad if it was a concert video.
And you remember the one with Tom Petty? You got lucky, baby.
Yeah, like, Tom Petty always made great videos.
Had a bunch of arcade games, and they were underneath a tent in the desert, and he was like a Mad Max type of. So I was just thinking it would be fun to talk about. That's why I sent you the Rolling Stone, what they claim are the 100 greatest of all time. And then I thought we could say which ones that we like personally.
Yeah,
not so much that we think they're the greatest of all time, but the ones that we like.
So we can include their list in the notes and everything, and maybe Dustin put a link to it. But I don't want to read all their videos because I got mad looking at that list. There's too much new shit in there.
Well, can you at least do like the top?
All right, before we do ours, let's do Rolling Stones. So this is the 100 greatest music videos of all time, and we'll read the top 10. How about that? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, all sure.
Right. All right, you know, we'll do 20. We can bust through them. Come on now. Come on. Here we go. There we go. All right, now look, a lot of this is going to annoy me because who sees these videos? Starting with number 20, DJ Shadow featuring Run the Jewels, Nobody Speak. I've never heard that song.
Okay, so, that is a good song.
Okay.
And the video is pretty cool. Run the Jewels, they do pretty good.
And what's the video? I see a guy holding an American flag looking angry.
Is it Killer Mike?
No, it is a white guy, so it's Killer.
No, that's LP.
Eddie. No, it's an old bald guy, like a politician looking guy.
Well, why don't you just skip the ones that we don't know?
No. I'm going to go through all of them. Number 19, Radiohead, Paranoid Android. I like the song. I've never seen the music video. Number 18, Prince, Kiss. Great song. And the video is kind of stupid, right?
Yeah. I don't care about that video at all.
I don't either. I remember the first time I saw it was at Jeff's house.
It's no Raspberry Beret.
Hey, I've had so many better videos. How's that? That wouldn't even make the top 20.
That's why this list is suspect. Okay, now here's a crazy one. Number 17 is Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf. Now that should be in the top 10. But when we get to the top 10, we'll figure out why it isn't. But that is one of the best videos ever made.
Really?
Yeah, it's an adventure movie inside of a 3.5 minute song.
But it is a lot of silliness, though, too, you know, yeah. Where they're like popping up and they're like, looking at each other's faces.
Would love to have been on the street when they filmed that in like Phuket or wherever they were when they filmed it.
Number 16 is Missy Elliott's The Rain Super Duper Fly, which is wind blowing on her.
Yeah.
And like a bike helmet, sunglasses.
Well, and then she has that, and then she's sitting on that big hill.
Yeah.
It's like a big, like a creepy doll or whatever. But I like the video. It was a Hype Williams video.
I always found her stuff to be good musically.
Oh, it's great.
The video kind of wore me out mentally. The White Stripes, Fell in Love with the Girls, number 15. And again, a video I've never seen. It looks like a Lego.
Yeah, it's Lego. It's a good video.
Like, what happened to me? I guess when I turned 30, I stopped watching videos. Here's one. Number 14, Aha, Take on Me.
That should be probably the number one video of all time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
This should be up there. When that video came out, it was like, I like the song, but the video made everybody like the song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That song.
And it was so cutting edge the way they did it with the animation and the live action. Yeah.
So you guys are like in agreement that should be the best one ever?
I think
so. At least in the top five, for sure.
Over Thriller.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so. Thriller wasn't that innovative. It was just long and good.
Yeah. Well, it was a movie made by a movie director on a movie set with, unlimited budget. So, I mean, it doesn't really fall in the
era of all the same videos, in my opinion.
Thriller just never really touched me.
You were too old when it came out. Number 13, Nirvana, It Smells Like Teen Spirit. Great song. Stupid video.
In Bloom is way better.
Weird Al's video for that is better.
Yes, Weird Al's video, a million times better. But that was on MTV when I was in college, and they still showed video. Beyonce, Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It is number 12. I don't know what makes that so fantastic. She's just dancing.
No, I don't agree with that one at all. I'd rather see So Crazy Right Now, the one with her and Jay-Z. That's a much better video.
Here's the number 11 that actually made my list. George Michael, Freedom 90.
Because of all the models?
Exactly. Plus, it's a good song.
Yeah.
You just like all that butt shaking, all that George Michael butt shaking.
I made a version where I edited out all the models and just put cocks.
And you sitting in that chair, just like rolling all around?
Yep.
Sometimes the boy does make the man.
Mm. Number 10, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. I would argue that Billie Jean is a better video than Thriller.
I mean, if we're going by how you guys are trying to say that Thriller was more like a mini movie, okay, fine. I would say that Billie Jean is, whatever. Billie Jean is a great video.
Any ever time he took a step, the sidewalk would light up. That was always kind of iconic for that video.
Still, no Smooth Criminal, which I feel like is...
Smooth Criminal is a good video.
Yeah.
Bad is a good video.
Yeah, Bad's a good one, yeah.
Fat is better. Number 9. Guns N' Roses, November Rain. This is the most overblown song and the most overblown video, although the girl in it, the woman he was dating, was really hot in Playboy.
Bethany Seymour.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not a big fan of the song or the video.
The song is boring, and the video does. It goes on for fucking ever. And then, why? Because it's raining, does everybody just start diving into the food table? It made no sense.
No sense. Here's a good video, very innovative video. Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Big time, too.
It was like stop motion and stuff he did.
So both awesome. Those, Big Time and Sledgehammer, both excellent videos, but that's number 8 on the list. Number 7, D'Angelo, Untitled, How Does It Feel? No idea.
No.
Wasn't that the butt naked video?
Yes.
Yeah, where he was the first one to shoot a video, a male to shoot a video. Fully naked the whole time.
Before the crack got a hold of him.
Yeah. So, and it's so much better than Hungry Like the Wolf. Number 6, Beastie Boys, Sabotage.
That's a great video.
Good video.
Yes.
That's 70s tropes and a cool song. Number 5, New Order, The Perfect Kiss. Again, it's a good song, but...
I've never seen that video.
Yeah, Bizarre Love Triangle is a better video. Okay, this is the one that pisses me off. Steph, you might disagree, but number 4, Childish Gambino, This Is America. I don't like the song.
No, I hate it.
Video is dumb.
And they got him looking like Uncle Wendell with his shirt off. That was not a good look for him.
Well, it was kind of the point, but...
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he thought that... I think they thought he was exuding some sort of hotness right there, and it just was not.
Number 3, Madonna, Vogue. It is a good video. It's not one of my favorite Madonna songs.
Madonna had better videos than that.
Yeah, but Vogue was quintessential.
Material Girl, that was a great one.
Yeah, it was. Number 2, Johnny Cash, Hurt.
Yeah,
an awesome song, but the video is kind of unnecessary.
Yes, it is a great song. It is a very... I like it much better than Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
The original. He gave the song more soul than Trent Reznor did. But the video, it's just, he's old and real.
Hell no. And now they're going to have the Childish Gambino as number 4, and they don't have Kanye West, Touch the Sky. They don't have Jesus Walks. They don't have All Fall Down. He had some great videos.
Here's number 1, Beyonce, Formation.
Oh, hell no.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's number 1 on from 2021.
No way.
Yeah, I know we sound like old people, but we are old people. I'm sure there are much better music. She's not that great.
I think she's extremely talented. I love to watch her dance and shit.
No, innovations or awesome stuff in the video, like some of the videos from the 80s.
Jay-Z does better videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does do some good videos.
I think
99 Problems, I love that video.
Shit, yeah. And I think Jay-Z's probably one of the most talented, you know, modern, I don't know how modern he is to younger people, but I think Jay-Z.
Yeah, he's like 50.
I know he might be older than that, but I definitely think in the last 20 years, he's one of the most talented music producers and people that ever, I don't know, rapper, singer, whatever. He's very talented and he finds good talent.
Yeah, and he's like one of those, he's a rapper that you can put him in front of a rock band and he will fuck it up with the rock band behind him.
He did 99 Problems with Fish. Live. and it's awesome. If you can find, I'm sure you can, just go into YouTube or whatever, but it's really fucking good. All right, so we each picked our own list. And Jeff, why don't you start?
I just picked like three videos that I always waited for to come on. And one you couldn't see on MTV.
Oh, because
it was like too hot for MTV.
Yeah.
Girls on Film, Duran Duran.
2 minutes later.
You had to buy a special videotape to see it.
Yep.
Yeah,
all the women were topless in the video.
Yeah, there was a lot of nudity and stuff.
No shit, I did not know that.
And then I picked Wicked Game.
That was a good song.
A sexy video and a cool song.
Because of Helena Christensen.
Yeah.
Is that who that was? I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a great song.
Oh, it is.
Why do you have one hit? Maybe Bad, Bad Thing.
No, are you kidding me? Oh God, I love Chris Isaak. I had like two or three of his CDs. I go walking down there. Oh yeah, man, you got to listen to. He's got so many good. The big Spanish guy.
I'm just saying that he didn't have a lot of hits.
Well, it's because he's got kind of a rockabilly.
Oh yeah,
and which a lot of people don't go for that. But
it was so good in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah,
he has one line.
And then my final one was Simply Irresistible, the Robert Palmer video.
Gosh, I can wonder why you like that video.
Jeff picked all videos just that were full of hoes.
Steph?
Oh, okay. So mine, the first one, I love this video. It's so much fun. It's Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Is that the one around the plane?
No. That's
Big Me.
Yeah. No, this one is the one where it's like in a cabin in the woods and Dave Grohl has the little blonde pigtails.
That's right.
You know, and they're sleeping. And then at the very end, they all change into the band, you know, like all their pajamas come off and all of a sudden they're sitting there playing the instruments or whatever and had like the monsters chasing them and all that stuff. I really like that video. And of course, Just a Gigolo by David Lee Roth. I just watched it again the other day.
Anyways.
That's the one with that guy, right?
Yes. And it was so ahead of its time because it was parodying all of the big videos of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like Billy Idol and Madonna and Prince. I mean, Michael Jackson. So
find him on TikTok. He makes the funniest little inane videos.
Dave Lee Roth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
They're just goofy. He's like chasing dogs around with like a garbage. I can't describe it, but Just a Gigolo and Yankee. Now, California Girls. Those videos.
Yeah, California Girls. But didn't you think that Dave was going to be something bigger, like on his own?
Yeah, after Yankee Rose, there was nothing.
That was it. But and then my other one that I love is it's called Gimme Some Mo by Busta Rhymes. I fucking love this video. It's crazy. It's like all these wild, exaggerated, you know, you're like in another surreal universe. And plus, too, the song that goes with it is really great. And
I discovered the fisheye lens in that video.
Yeah.
Everything is fish. And that's what I was going to say. I think Missy Elliott's video totally ripped off.
Oh, it did.
Video. Yeah. Completely.
It did. And he was so over the top, you know. He's such a big personality, and I mean, it always played to his strengths doing that kind of shit.
Lifetime Achievement Award, did he not?
Busta did?
Yeah, from BET Awards.
Oh, well, good for him. I
was able to watch in Atlanta last night. So,
yeah, because you had no power.
Yes, no, but you should have seen the tweets about it.
What? Like people were talking shit about him winning it?
Oh, no. People in Atlanta were, like, y'all maybe missed this shit, Georgia Power. Fuck you.
I'm going to read you the tweet. You keep going. Hold right there, because I took screen grabs of these.
Okay.
They were just fantastic. I had to have something to do because I was going insane. Let's see. Okay. I'm mad this thunderstorm knocked my lights out. I can't even watch the BET Awards. I was looking forward to that shit tonight. Nah, for real, it was the 50th anniversary, too. They'd gone rerunning at 12:30 a.m., though, I guess, LOL. My power keeps flickering instead of coming back. For real, I'm trying to watch a live tweet funny shit, LOL. Exactly, brah. Then Georgia Power gone tell us the estimated time for our power to come back is tomorrow at noon. Like, yeah, they got to be fucking with us. I'm going to read one more, then we'll keep going. And I'm not making fun of these people. I just think these are great. This one's my favorite, though. Count y'all MF days. My shit been off for like an hour. IDGAF, bout no store. TF, it's the summertime. I'm used to my AC running. Coke, fix this TF. And then right below that, when can we expect the power to be restored? So anyway, yeah, there were a lot of angry people in Atlanta last night, including me, but I didn't really tweet until today. I was getting anxious. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I only had two more. My next is it's mainly because of my puberty. I used to try and do these dances all the time. It was Janet Jackson's Pleasure Principle. Mm-hmm. If you recall, it was in black and white.
Yes.
She had the chair. Yeah. And she had all them dances and she was running down a catwalk and all the shit. I would practice and practice and practice and try to do all of these fucking dance moves.
Is that the Miss Jackson if you're nasty video?
No, that's nasty. No.
No,
this is the flash dance esque video. Fingers in front of her. Yeah.
Only what was so cool about her that I loved is Sookie's like she came to fucking tear the shit up. She had knee pads on, a t-shirt, jeans. Like this, she was coming, and this wasn't about her like, oh, look at me, I'm sexy. This was like, I'm going to fucking dance my ass off.
Yeah. She was awesome. I can't believe she didn't continue to have hits. And maybe she didn't come to.
Well, she did. I mean, well into the 2000s.
Yeah, I guess.
She had a whole resurgence after she had the surgery on her stomach.
That's right. And
then she was all like super sexy or whatever. But
she kind of got nippled out for a while. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Right.
George Bush beat her with an iron.
She got nipple gated.
That was Penny's mom on Good Times.
Yeah, that's right. And my last one, still so funny, just watched it, holds up, Been Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction.
That is a good one. You know what is
a good video?
Stop. The one before that?
Yeah.
This wasn't a great video. It's just shot from below him and he's not wearing underpants. It's just balls jiggling all just constant balls. Jag, jag, jing, jingle, 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 ball, ball, balls, balls, balls.
But the Ben cuts, I mean, I love when they do the dance line in the middle of the store and you get all those different kinds of people coming down the dance line, doing all the dances or whatever. And then the guy who's stealing watermelons, putting them up inside of his. But those are my faves.
All right, I'll do mine now. Hungry Like the Wolf, I already talked about. That's one of my favorite videos. And again, this calls back to a time when you would sit and wait and wait and wait and wait. And when they premiered something that you really liked, MTV would tell you when it was going to be on. And we have some stuff from listeners, too, because we asked the question on the Facebook page. And I posed the question is when MTV first came out, we didn't get it in our hometown. I don't think we got it until 84 or 85. And prior to that, we had to rely on NBC's Friday night videos or Friday and Saturday night at midnight until 6 a.m. You could watch WTBS Channel 17 because they had, what was it called? Night Tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, even before all of that, HBO had Video Jukebox, which they would just run, you know, as filler. So that's a video. Or, you know, you could watch Super Gold where you saw like a clip. Or Casey had a TV show where you saw a clip. Anyway, but mine are, I started with Duran Duran, Fat by Weird Al. I think that is such a creative take on Bad.
in the way the whole story is told. And you ain't fat. You ain't nothing. Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
Oh, that was funny.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's a great video. And Chevy Chase sitting there. And you know, you could tell, you know, that they were friends and that where they had this whole, you know, backstory because of Paul Simon being so close to SNL and stuff. But anyway, it's a great video. Walk This Way by Aerosmith and Run DMC I thought was great. And when that came on, holy crap, we were glued to that.
Oh, yeah.
This old song. And what it did was, you know, Run DMC were super hot that year and it, you know, breathed life into Aerosmith. And then, you know, they just took off again, you know, because they were nobodies. You know, they were playing like state fairs and shit.
Can I tell you that I had no idea who they were?
Yeah, I bet.
I knew who Run DMC was very well, but I had no idea who they were.
I mean, I believe that. I totally believe. I knew who they were because everybody knew. Dream, dream. I'm so sick of that song. Great song, but boy, when I hear that, I'll put it on New Country. Let's see. Freedom 90, already talked about that. Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim. Only reason I like that is, of course, Christopher Walken dancing the whole time. It's really cool.
Oh, that's good.
Bastards of Young by The Replacements. I like that because it's an anti-video. It's just a video of a speaker.
Yeah. Yeah. It pulls out over the, pulls out 1 foot over the entire shot of the video. Yeah.
Yep. And I have so many that I like, but Land of Confusion by Genesis because it fused a really good Genesis song with Spitting Image. And I think that's pretty much how the United States was introduced to Spitting Image.
Yeah.
Him and Tim and his puppets.
A lot of them that only know that video, they don't know still what Spitting Image is.
Right. I mean, they tried to bring it back recently and it wasn't funny. The original series, if you can find some of it, it's super dated. But if you grew up in the 80s and you remember all the shit they're talking about, it's very funny, especially the way they did Reagan. But anyway, those are mine. And Dustin will read his and then we'll read some of yours. I think somebody else wants to weigh in, but we'll wait. Go ahead, Dustin.
Let's see. Mine's Once in a Lifetime, Talking Heads. Mm-hmm. Great video.
It makes
Wild Wild Life, too. I'm sorry, Tim.
Wild Wild Life is a great video, and that movie's great, too.
John Goodman.
Rich Hall. You may ask yourself, why is this suit so big? You may ask yourself, taking in a little. You remember that?
Yeah. Rich Hall. I hadn't thought about him in forever.
Jeff and I saw him.
Yeah, we saw him at the Funny Farm.
Also, let's see, Downtown Train by Tom Waits. This one was, it came out, I think, about a year and a half before Rod Stewart rented the rights for it and did his hit. And then it became a huge hit in the 80s. But Tom Waits had a version. It's kind of like a black and white movie where he was a kid singing on the corner and you have the family, the Italian family is like, oh, he's going to sing again. The moon's out. He's going to sing again. And then he starts the song. And I love Tom Waits. He's probably my all-time favorite musician. And that was probably what introduced me to him. So I love that video.
Got to wait on business.
Lullaby by The Cure.
Is that the one where they're in the trunk?
Where they're in the bedroom and he's in the bed and their spider webs slowly start covering the bed and the band is in like colonial Minutemen outfits playing the song. Just a great video. And being a Cure head when I was a kid, that was one that when I first saw it, I was like, this is, it kind of encapsulated The Cure for me in one video between that and Fascination Street.
You going Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Guy gave me a ticket and I said, okay,
cool. Be the first time I hadn't seen him in a while.
Jason Haig, who cuts my hair, he made the plan one time at my Thanksgiving party and I was so drunk I was eating my hands.
Nice.
You were there, remember? Flan boy.
We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, just a fun video. Just screams New Jersey.
Twisted Sister, pig. Your uniform.
What are you going to do with your life?
I want to rock.
And that one, Paranoid Android, we mentioned that earlier on Rolling Stones list. But this one, it's a great video because it was done on like MS Paint kind of like animation. and it was done through the whole thing. And it's one of the first videos that did an overt animation and simplistic animation on purpose. So it was kind of meant to look a little, meant to look cheap, but that song is so great that you could, you know, you could have a picture of a tire spinning the whole time and it would still be just as good.
Mm-hmm. Arma Police, that's a good one too.
Yes. Yeah. Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel and Sabotage by Beastie Boys. Again, we talked about both of them, but both of them great, innovative videos.
Thank you guys. Thank you to our listeners who posted them on our Facebook pages, the main page, and also the Radio Shack. Chris and Kathy Hemingway. Chris went to school with me and Jeff. And I don't know what song it is because I did a screen grab, but it's Guns N' Roses. So I'm assuming it's Welcome to the Jungle. But it might not be Welcome to the Jungle. It might be Paradise City. But it is on.
It might be You Should Be Mine.
No, it's not.
It's got the headband on. I think it's
Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Terry Jill, they did Adam Ant, and I don't know what song it is. Might be Goody Two Shoes. Yeah. Drink, Don't Smoke. Che Butler, previous guest and a fan of ours and a friend of ours, says he sat around and watched videos as much as any of us, but I don't recall being transfixed like I was when Jamiroquai dropped a Virtual Insanity, which was a good video. I would stare at that video anytime it came on, trying to figure out how they filmed it, now that it wasn't in the 80s, but from the beginning of the end of MTV in the 90s. That's his answer, so jog on. But he's right. That was an amazing video. Mike Hall from the pizza place that we like, Atlanta Pizza in Euro, says, Thriller video was awesome when it came out. I think Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer video was so bizarre and cool that I would watch it every time it came on. Aaron Williams, Friday night videos for me. We didn't get MTV until the late 80s. There was also a Canadian video show back in the day. We lived close enough to the border to get those stations. Wow, Adria...
Modener?
Yeah. She wrote, one of the first videos that I remember was MTV playing a lot of You Got Lucky by Tom Petty. I love the early Pat Benatar and Joan Jett. Both of those are accurate. I think it was a couple years into MTV when my school friends would gather to watch the hair metal bands Rat, Quiet Riot, Motley Crue. Sledgehammer was good. Talking Heads had good stuff. My kids still love those. Of course, who could forget watching, waiting for months in the 80s for the Michael Jackson or Madonna videos. I was 10 in 1980, so I grew up in front of the TV watching MTV. Here. I'm right there with you. Until they stopped playing videos and started replacing them with game shows like Remote Control, which I liked, and then the reality shows. Before that, we lived on MTV, and she's right. The only other choice for our age group was rerun comedies on TBS and HBO stuff. Roby.
Just wrapped up my whole childhood. That was it. That was it.
Yep. Roby Neely says, we didn't have cable where I grew up, but his older sister had it, so we'd go there and watch. Like, I would go to my dad's and just watch MTV constantly and the Weather Channel. His first memory is David Lee Roth's Yankee Rose. Give me a bottle of anything and a glazed donut to go, although that's not in Yankee Rose, is it?
Yeah, at the very beginning in the convenience store.
Oh, I thought that was gave it. I thought it was the same video.
Mm-mm.
All right. Between his sophomore and junior year of high school, he went to stay with his father in Dallas and worked at Po' Folks, but he watched MTV and HBO exclusively. The Cure, Hot, 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 U2, With or Without You, Guns and GTR, When the Heart Rules the Mind. That was a good song. And he recorded them on VHS and played them back over and over, along with movies like The Lost Boys, Aliens, Howard the Duck. Sorry about that. And pour some sugar on me. But Yankee Rose was good. And just a couple more. Matt Mayfield, it wasn't until the early 90s that I got to experience MTV via an older babysitter. Well, I like where this is going.
Yeah.
Who had cable. I remember this being the best song they played. Faith No More Epic. That's right.
Oh,
it
yeah.
wasn't long after this that Alice in Chains Man in the Box would topple it from its position. But I remember those two being the ones I really liked.
What is this?
Yeah, and that was it. What is this? It's your only hit song.
Falling to Pieces. That was a good video, too.
Hey, everybody. It's Red Astro of Libya. Give me the fucking money, you cut sexy lemon, Benicio del Toro. How about I go tonight, huh? Right? What the fuck? I stepped on the line, my real boy. So I do a fenster from. This was awesome. What the fuck? Is it okay? Is that right? No?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Here we go. My favorite music video of all time. Okay, let's see. I like the last Frankie was Hollywood. Last, don't do it. When you want to come on. What the fuck? What's that about? It's about dancing. Having fun. Come on, man. It's not about what you think it's about. I flip you. I flip you for real. My next one, Small Town Boy by Bronski Beat. Remember Bronski Beat? Run away, turn away, run away, turn away. Then they did the other song, remember?
No, what was the other song they did?
Don't leave me this way, baby. My heart is full of love and it's hard for you. Not the original, it's a remake, you know? Bronski Beat is a sad guy on a chain. I don't know why he's sad. It's not because, you know, like, he's ostracized for being young. Whatever. Next one is Everybody Wang Chung Tonight. Wang Chung. Everybody Wang Chung. Everybody Wang Chung Tonight. A Wang Chung, for real. The next one is probably the greatest music video of all time. Remember this one? Dancing in the Street, Mick Jagger and David Bowie. South America. Calling out around the world. Are you ready for two guys in purple shirts? Really, really hinting at things. The camera is off. Yeah, it's not a good one, but I like it anyway, you know. What's the next one? Rock Me Tonight by Billy Squire. Man, that song rocks, right? The favorite part is when he rips off the pink shirt and he's on the satin, he's running around. As they say, I ruined his career, but it's a good song, right? I think so. I mean, it's really masculine, you know? That's what I like about it the most.
Hell of a dancer.
Yeah, man, for a rock star. Then his other songs, that, you know, I used to think he was gay, but he's not, you know? Stroke me, stroke me. But anyway, and then my last one. Okay. Friday by Rebecca Black. Probably one of the best songs of the 2000s, man. Like, Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Fun, 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 fun. Friday, Friday, fun, fun, fun. You see her lately?
Man, no.
She hit the wall faster than Dale Earnhardt, man.
Okay, you're done.
Okay. Later, guys.
Oh, please come back. Come back next week.
I'm I love you. You're in your dreams, Jeff.
No, ew. I like Benicio del Toro.
I keep working on the voice. This thing, though, is okay. This one.
Yeah.
I was going to say, are you doing something?
And then what the fuck?
What the fuck? What the fuck? Somebody's going to be deciding that's some ethnic voice. I don't want to get in no trouble.
You're imitating Benicio.
You know, I didn't see in the movie where he's from, so it's okay, right? I'm Finster. Schnell Finster. Fast Window. Remember then? Nobody does. Okay, bye.
Hey, thank you to Atlanta Pizza in Gyro, our longtime sponsor, and thank you to Mike Hall and everybody at the restaurant. Summer is in full swing, and boy, is it ever. It is hot. And they have new local craft beers for you to enjoy. Terrapin Brewing's Watermelon Gosa is a tasty, refreshing sour ale that is thirst-quenching, delightful, served ice-cold on draft. They've added another tasty local brew, Creature Comforts Classic City Lager. That sounds good. That sounds like something I would like. It is now also available on draft. Landshark Lager rounds out their updated summer beer selection. In addition to great beer, they serve up the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dive pizza place, the come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere. Dine-in and takeout available. Limited delivery is also available through Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. If you are a business or corporate client who's looking to find a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Euro by calling 770-483-6228. Open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturday, 12 to 9, and closed on Sunday.
Let's go ahead and thank our Patreons. We just finished recording our first episode of the Righteous Gemstones Season 3 recap. Now they released episodes 1 and 2 already, so we did a double episode. If you guys want to be part of that and get to see it, on our Patreon channel. Go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. Come in at the $5 level and above, and you can have access to those videos and others. Some things before they come out. You support us and help us keep this rickety machine going. let's see. Our Patreon producers, you know, those are people that come in and pledge at the $25 level or above. And we want to thank them every week. That's Tim Slayton, Jeff Peterson, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, Mike Carter. All right. Thank you guys for supporting us.
If you have a commercial or residential construction printing need, then contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com. Let's do our staff picks, baby.
Mine, real quick, it is called Shit.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
That's my favorite movie.
Mine, too.
It's called A Cut Above. You know, I've been looking for another craftsman show, and it's these people. It's on Max, and these chainsaw masters, and they give them a hunk of wood, and they got to carve shit out of it and make it into, like, all this cool stuff, and they're looking for the best chainsaw carving master. It's called A Cut Above, and it's on Max, and I love it.
Awesome.
Mine is the More Trivia app.
Mm-hmm.
If you download it and play a game and then DM me, I'll send you one of these stickers I made.
Oh, yeah? Am I included in that?
Yeah. You can.
It's M-O-A-R. Just search in that. It's on Android and Apple.
Okay.
It's like HQ Trivia used to be, like in the early, early days when they were just starting out. There's only about, I don't know, maybe 500 people playing right now. So you can win some money. I've won some money from them.
How much?
Maybe $50 right now.
Really?
Yeah, cool.
I'm texting Steph some nightmare fuel.
My staff pick is Evil Dead Rise is out on Max. So
in that.
Who's in it? It was kind of some new actors. There wasn't a lot of big names in it.
No,
I think that was kind of the
point. I recognize it.
Yeah, but it's vicious.
Is it good?
Yes, it is very good. I was
Is it better than the other one that came out recently?
I did not care for it.
Yeah. I liked it because it was a way to breathe life back into an existing franchise without, like, just regurgitating the franchise like most things do. It was at least an original angle.
I like Steph.
I did not care for it. I didn't like it. No, I didn't like it. I thought what I was promised was that this was going to have some humor in it. That there was going to be a little bit of the, because the last one was, it was intense and it was all right, but I was really hoping for a little bit of razzmatazz and it just wasn't that. So,
you know, well, I'm going to watch it anyway and see if I can come, you know, split the difference between you twos.
Sure.
Before we get to that, so we talk about horror movies, I want to say congratulations to Matt Malero. Matt Malero, of course, co-creator of Aqua Teen Hunger Force and all those things. And of course, Breck Show and Space Ghost Coast to Coast. I just interviewed him on the podcast. The podcast is available for that. But Postocalypse, which is streaming on Tubi right now, made it into the New York Times as one of the 5 horror movies to stream right now.
Oh, so, cool.
Cool.
Good for him.
Congratulations, man. We got to get him on here sometime. Maybe we'll probably have to wait. But oh, and Malum made it on here. Did you guys watch that?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
No, hell. Shit, man, that movie is scary. I don't get scared by shit. I don't even understand what happened in it either, but it's cool. It's called Malum, and you got to rent it. It's on Apple, but man, it is crazy.
Okay.
But my stat pick is The Freak Brothers. I guess season 2 starts today on Tubi, and I liked the first season a lot. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, the first season was funny.
And so I want to watch season 2. Another reason to get the Tubi app, which is free.
All the same voices back for season 2?
I don't know. I just discovered that it was
great.
So, what else do we have to cover? I guess that's it. Steph, is anything going on with Barkville that you'd like to share with us?
I don't think that... I haven't seen that they're doing anything this weekend, but news for me, I'm getting a new foster.
All right. Congratulations.
On Thursday, I will be getting the walnuts.
A what?
Holly walnuts.
Holly walnuts. Nice.
So we'll be getting him, and then, you know, we'll see from there. But he's a cute little smushy smush face from the Henry County Animal Shelter.
That's so cool. What kind do you know?
He's like a little boxer mix.
Aww.
Ooh. He's pretty freaking cute. I gotta say, maybe too cute. Like, so cute you can't even stand it. Here, I could show it to you right here. You ready for this? Look at that.
Look at that cute little boy.
He is very cute. Then they say he's very timid and shy, and he's very scared of the shelter. And I had to do something. I was crying my eyes out last weekend because there was a couple of dogs at Clayton County that I thought I should throw my hat in the ring, blah, 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 blah. And then I didn't, and they killed them. And I felt terrible. Man. So I was like, fuck it. We're going to foster a damn dog. So I was just scrolling through, just trying to find the best one that I thought would work out good with my crew here. And he seemed like a good one. So
good.
Anyway,
I'm excited. Send videos and pictures when you get them.
I will.
Guys, thanks for covering for the first part of the show. And
yeah, glad you got power back.
Yeah, me too. Glad I jumped on. This was fun.
Yeah. We are glad. So glad you came on.
Yes, for sure. I gotta get Trolley a bra. You guys have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. No bra for Trolley. And what the last time on Keep Canada.
Keep Canada.